We are in Siman Reishayin Vav. We're up to Siv Dalid, and today we'll be doing Dalid and Hey. Im Yesh Ner Bebeis Yisrael, Uvayin Yehudi V'Hidlik Ner Acher. What happens if there was a light on in the house, and a non-Jew comes and lights another one? Mutar Lihishtamish La'oro Ba'od Ner Rishin Dolik. So you're allowed to use the light that he lit so long as the first one's still burning. The reason for that? Because I'm not, even though there's more light and I'm benefiting, so long as I could have used the first light, I'm allowed to benefit from the second light. The whole reason why it's Osir B'Dievet is a gzera, that once I benefit from it, I'm going to be tempted to tell him next week or later on Shabbos to do Malacha for me. That's only when there's a major hanah, such as I couldn't read, now I can read. Whereas if the room already had a light, now I can read better than before, that's not enough to make it aser. Whereas if after the first one goes out, I'm not allowed to use the second one. I had a lantern, an oil lantern that was burning, and the non-Jew went and added oil. I'm allowed to use it so long as it could have burned with the oil that was there from before Shabbos. V'achar kach osir, and afterwards it's osir. The halachi is that even though I'm benefiting from it, since I am doing something that I could have done anyway, it's mutter. This is all b'dievet. L'chatchila, you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to turn on a second light, even though the benefit from it is minimal. The isser amira still applies. Says the Rama, Haga, umuter limchos bein Yehudi sheba lahalik alohos of shemen. I'm allowed to stop him. So the Mefarshim asks, what do you mean, I'm allowed to stop him? Why shouldn't I be allowed to stop him? So they answer, I would say don't talk about it altogether. By talking about it, it sounds like I'm already in the business of Amir Liakim with him. Lemaisa, once I tell him not to, and he does it, it's considered that he's doing it of his own accord, and I don't have to leave the house like what we said before. Unless it's all a game, where he knows that I have a chiyuv to make a macha, but that he'll do it anyway because I want to benefit from it. And as we said before, if he's using my candle, there's a chiyuv of macha. Now, there was one other case that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. A non-Jew tried to adjust my flame. I had a candle burning. He tried to make it burn better, and by accident he put it out, and then he turned it on again. This will go. This halacha is very common. A non-Jew comes into your house. He accidentally shuts your lights, so he turns them on again. Do we say that that's considered he turned it on for you, and now you can't benefit from it? The answer is no. He turned it on for himself because he feels guilty that he shut it. Sifhei. Ba'artzos karos, ba'artzos karos in the cold lands. Mutar leini Yehudi lasas madur b'shvil haktanim. A non-Jew was allowed to make a fire for the sake of the young because they're sensitive to cold. Umutarim hagdolim l'schamim bo. And the adults can have hana from it. V'afilu b'shvil hagdolim mutarim hakor godlo sh'akol cholim etz l'akor. And if it's very cold, then even for adults it's mutter because of hakol cholam etz lakor. V'lo kosim shenogim heter aval b'shen hakor godl b'yom ahu. And unlike those who are matir, even though it's not especially cold. Now this is all for the sake of Shabbos, not for the sake of Matzoy Shabbos, unless it's really going to be an emergency on Matzoy Shabbos. What happens for people that are makel? So the Mishnah Berurah says, don't tell them anything, because mutav shu shogin, they're not going to listen to you anyway. The Mishnah Berurah says, in a case where it was done b'kablanus, it could be that that's considered that he did it of his own accord, and you don't have to leave. Even though you were the one that asked him to do it, but you're paying him for it, it could be that we would not consider that you asked him to aser b'dievin and require to leave your home.